This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Today's lecture, I've given it two names. First one is, can modern science prove that Allah exists? The second one is, the interaction between the Quran and science. Now, the majority of us are Muslim because we were born Muslim. Because we were born Muslim, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe that the Quran is the book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are times, like many times, people think, is it really the truth? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really the person who created this whole dunya with all of us in it? Inshallah, today, the ingredients of today's topic will include the Quran, science, the universe, study of the universe, which is called cosmology, and anatomy, which is the study of the human body. And I quote a verse of the Holy Quran to speak fast because I don't have much time. The first verse we quote from the Quran is a verse 53 of Surah 41. Surah 41 is Surah Fussilat. I hope that you can at least take in maybe about 60% of what I say. Because the arguments that I'm going to use and spread is maybe arguments that you have not yet heard before. The connection that I make, maybe you haven't heard it before. So we will talk about science, we will talk about the universe, cosmology, and we'll talk about anatomy, which is the study of the human body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah 41, verse 53, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I want you to listen carefully to this verse, try and memorize it while you're sitting with me. Allah says, we will show them. We will show who? The non-Muslims. We will show them. What will we show them? Ayatina. We will show them ayatina. I'll explain what ayatina means. Ayatina, as you know, is the plural of ayah, which means the a verse of the Holy Quran. Not a verse, an ayah of the Holy Quran, a verse of the Holy Quran. So Allah says, we will show the kafir our signs. Sarunim ayatina fil afaq. We will show them our signs in the universe. The universe is a big place, very big place. Subhanallah. You can't imagine how big the Allah says, I will show them signs from my whole universe. From my whole universe. In my whole universe. Wa fi anfusihim, and in themselves, the whole of themselves. From top to bottom. I'll show who the signs? Who will get the signs? The kafir will get the signs. Hatta, Allah says, until yatabayyan lahum annahu al-haq. Until a day is going to come when they are going to accept that the Quran is the truth. SubhanAllah. Now this is a tremendously important statement. Allah says, I will show the kafir. I'll open up the whole of the universe. And what is ayah? I said, what is ayah? Ayah, as you know, is a sign. Ayah also means a verse of the Quran. Ayah also means a miracle. Ayah also means a marvel. What a wonder. Allah says, I will show them all these things. I will show them marvels, miracles, wonders, signs from the Holy Quran. That's an ayah. And what Allah says, and afaq, I will show them the universe. What is the universe? What includes the universe? The universe is everything that exists. Everything exists is the universe. We are part of the universe. But on top of us, behind us, around us, that's all universe. All the matter, including the stars and the planets and so forth and so on, that's all the universe was created by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Haqq. The haqq is many meanings. Haqq means to be true. Allah's name is one of the names of Allah is also haqq. The true one, truthful one. Al-haqq here means, in this verse, haqq here means the Qur'an. So what does Allah say? Allah says, I will show them in the universe and I'll show them in themselves that the Qur'an is the haqq. What does Allah say? Allah's going to link the universe with what? With the Qur'an. Allah's going to link your body with what? With the Qur'an. Allah says, so Allah says to the non-Muslims, we will show you our signs, our miracles, our marvels in the universe and within yourselves until it becomes clear to you that this Quran is the absolute truth. Now, why does Allah pick the kuffar to do this? Why does Allah give it to them? Allah doesn't say, oh, Muslimin, I'm going to show you. No, Allah says, I'm going to show them. Why? And who are those people that dabble in this? Who are the scientists of the world? Where do we find them? Where do you find them? In America, where else? In Europe, in England, in the West, Western Hemisphere. And Islam is mainly in the Eastern Hemisphere. Allah says, so Allah is not, you see, Allah is not unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all the prophets where? To America? No, not a single one. To Britain? Not a single one. To Europe? Not a single one. We got all the Anbiya in the East. So Allah tells us, well, they've all the Anbiya, I'm going to show you another way to get to me. I'm going to show you another way to find the truth in this book, the Quran, which you all deny to be the truth. So how would the Quran come to believe that the Quran is from Allah by studying the heavens? How is that possible? What is the Quran, the heavens? How will they, by looking up, decide that the book which is on the table and examining the bodies of people, how is that connected with the Quran? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so Allah don't reveal anything to them. So Allah, what is Allah giving them? Straight from the Quran, what they must do, what will happen to them, and when will they accept the Quran? In their masterful studies of them, in the research which they do. Now, what is science? These are all scientists, you know, all these people who work on your body, all the people who work, look up in the sky, go on spaceships, or whatever it is, they all practice what is called science. So science then is a way of discovering. It's a way of discovering the universe, how it works, how it worked in the past, how they are likely to work in the future. So where did they focus? They focus on the universe. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What is it? What do they do? They work and study the skies. Allah has meant it like this. So this is not by chance. This is not because the Americans are clever that they've landed on the moon. No, it's going to do that. Allah planned this. Subhanallah, at the beginning of time, Allah planned that they will be the ones who will master the knowledge of the universe. And they will also master the knowledge of the body, the human body. So scientists are motivated by the thrill of seeing or figuring out something that no one has figured before. So science means that you invent something or you see something that nobody else has seen, nobody else has invented. The knowledge generated by science is powerful and reliable. You know that. Deities, yetis, yetis. Our pacemaker, deities. The knowledge generated by science is powerful and reliable. It can be used to develop new technologies, treat diseases, and deal with many other problems. Science is continuously refining and expanding our knowledge of the universe. All of us benefit by that. And as it does, gives us more knowledge of the universe, it leads to new questions for future investigation. Science will never be over, will never be finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will show them forever. As time goes on, Allah says, we will show them. So people all over the world participate in science. Let us ask the question. Talk about the universe first. Let's ask the question. How did the universe come into existence? I'm not asking you the question. It's it's called a rhetorical question, a question which don't need an answer. So how did this universe come into being? Well, the scientists would tell you, that is in America and all over the world, Western scientists, they will tell you that the universe came into existence through what is called the Big Bang Theory. You've heard of the Big Bang? You heard of the Big Bang? Can I explain what the Big Bang is? Big Bang was a massive explosion. Massive explosion. And according to the Big Bang Theory, the whole of the universe as we see it today was one. Everything was one. The stars and the moon and the planets and the earth. Everything was in a point. It started with a point. And this point continues to stretch over 30.7 billion years. There was this matter that was together like this. Everything was inside it. And for 13.7 billion years, it expanded. Slowly, slowly, slowly. And that led to what happened eventually after 13.7 billion years. There was a big bang and then it exploded. This round ball with everything inside it. Can't imagine how big it was. It took 13.7 billion years to expand. Billion years to explode. So it exploded. And this led to the formation of the earth and the stars and the moon and the sun and everything. Now, when did this take place? When did the world discover that there was a Big Bang? It's a big question. So when did they just Allah? When did Allah put this in the Quran? Now, the term Big Bang was first used in the late 1940s, listen carefully. When was it first used? This theory that this thing, that this all the world was together and it slowly expanded and then it burst open and then it formed all the planets and moon and the earth and so on and so on. This happened in 1940. Keep that in mind. When did they discover that the world, there was a big bang and it exploded and everything was formed? 1940. How many years ago was that? You don't have to answer. Just concentrate on what I said. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. You don't have to answer. 85 years ago. How long was it ago? 85 years ago, all of the sciences that we have in the world discovered that, yes, the world was... What is this? World is? The world was? Together. It was in a ball. How old is the Islamic calendar? Anybody know? 1,446. SubhanAllah. Shukran. When did the West discover that there was a Big Bang and everything separated? Was that really so? And was it previously discovered in the Quran? What is the difference between 1,446 and 85 years? Come back to the Sharia. How much is left? How much? 1,351. Is it? Is it 1,351? So, let's see what the Quran said 1,351 years ago. Let's see what. What does the West say? What does the scientist say? Earth was like this, the universe was like this, it expanded over billions of years, and there was an explosion, and then all of us came into being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Anbiya, the 21st Surah of the Holy Quran, verse 30. So you know now what the West said, isn't it? 85 years ago. You know what they said. Exactly what they said. What does Allah say? What did Allah say? 1,300 years? What did you say, Muhammad? more than 1,600 years ago, 400 years ago. Allah says, have not those who disbelieve, who does Allah address? Kuffar. Allah says, have not those who disbelieve know that the heavens and the earth were joined together? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. They discovered this how long ago? 35 years ago. When was the Quran revealed? Over 1,000 years ago. And Allah says exactly what they found now in the Quran. SubhanAllah. Isn't this the absolute convinced, a Muslim should be absolutely convinced that he's on the right path, on the right track, following the right book, Quran. That's what that. So Allah says, have not those who disbelieve know that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one unit, united piece, then we parted them. So the 15.6 billion years of extending itself, and then the Big Bang came, and Allah says exactly the same. Have not those who disbelieve know that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one piece, one unit, then we parted them. SubhanAllah. So, we are now at the beginning of the month of Ramadan. The verse of Ramadan ends in the word taqwa. And Sheikh spoke about it last week. And there are a few interpretations of taqwa. But I think the best interpretation of taqwa is to increase your iman. To increase your iman. And this is the best for me. You're sitting here now, you think, SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. If they only discovered 85 years ago what is the Quran, so Allah SubhanAllah created the heavens and the earth. Allah put in the Quran to a prophet who couldn't read and write. When those people heard all these things about the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, that the heavens and the earth were joined together, they must have wondered. Why does Allah say this? Now we don't understand this. But the Quran is meant for who? For what time period? Forever. Until the end of time. The Quran will be relevant until the end of time. SubhanAllah. You can see now that whatever in which year we are now. 2050, 2055, 2054. I'm just trying to give you the numbers. We are now in that year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly created the universe, created us. Not only that, he put it in the Quran, which he gave to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than 1,000 years ago. More than 1,000 years ago. So we ask Allah to increase our iman and our commitment to Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more strength. Now that we know this is a certainty. The grave is a certainty. Qiyamah is a certainty. Jannah is a certainty. Jahannam is a certainty. So only Allah would know this information. Nobody else. The second example I want to bring to your attention, I can't believe. There are more than 1,000 places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the miracles to come after the revelation of the Quran. Surah Al-A'raf, that's the seventh surah, verse 179. Now this is to do with the body. This is to do with the miracles in the body, not known until a few years ago. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. If you had read the Quran 1,000 times, you wouldn't have known what this means. Even 1,000 times. Even 2,000 times, 5,000 times, you wouldn't have known. Anybody here know what it means? Allah, what does Allah say? First of all, I must tell you what the, I must translate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse of Surah Al-A'raf, and we have certainly created for hell many of the jinn and mankind. They have hearts with which they do not understand. Anybody understand that? Allah says, people go to Jahannam and Jannah, Jahannam and jinn and mankind, because they have hearts with which they don't understand. How do we understand this? How is it? How can the heart have an understanding? There has to be a basis for this, isn't it? How is the heart? They have now discovered in the early 1990s what this means. They discovered when? In which year? In the 1990s. So for all the hundreds of years, the scientists have asked themselves, what does this mean? What does it mean that the heart can think? So, in the 1990s, they discovered that the heart has a complex system, a complex nervous system. These scientists Allah spoke to, Allah says, I will show you in the universe and in yourselves that this book is the Haqq, the Quran is the Haqq. So they discovered that the heart has a complex nervous system, often referred to as a little brain. And it's credited to Dr. Andrew Armour in the early 1990s, when he detailed the intrinsic cardiac nervous system within the heart. The heart has its own intrinsic nervous system. That's what Allah speaks a lot about the heart. And within the heart, containing a network of neurons similar to those found in the brain. Those same things found in the brain is also found in the heart. When did they discover this? In the 1990s, which is yesterday. So, they found this in the heart, discovered this. Same as in the brain. So what is in the brain is also in the heart. SubhanAllah. Essentially revealing the heart's ability to process information. You can go and Google this. They discovered in the 1990s that the heart can process information. SubhanAllah. With the brain beyond just pumping the blood. With the brain just pumping the blood to the heart. What did the Quran reveal? 1,446 years ago. The Quran revealed this. The Quran says, and you have certainly created for hell, they have hearts with which they do not understand. Because Allah is telling them here that your hearts can understand, but you can't understand with your heart. Hear the Quran says, they have hearts with which they do not understand. If I used to read this in the Quran and say, what does Allah mean? My hearts I don't understand. Now in the 1990s, now I know that the same things that is in the brain is also in the heart. The heart can also process information and communicate with the brain. So this is a right. There's a communication between the heart and the brain. SubhanAllah. This is just two examples. If I should tell you about the fetus. Fetus is the baby in the stomach. And I always say, you know, that the womb of the mother is the workshop of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This workshop, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates us each one individually. That's why we are individual. That's why we are different. Why are we all different? How can the body know what the Chinese look like, what we look like, and what this one looks like, and that, and they don't create the same one? How? It's impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we form and shape the human being in the womb of his mother. We shape, form in the womb of the mother. So, this is just a taste of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows to the non-believers, but reflects upon us in the Quran. So our belief is strong in the Quran. Allah said, I'm going to give them this. Allah said, Sanurihim. Allah says, I will show them. I will show them, don't worry. Allah's not discriminating against us. In fact, Allah is confirming by giving them knowledge, confirming to them and to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Alaykum salam. Okay, I have 5 minutes.
That is why, what said the same now, when one knows or hears about something pleasant or unpleasant, then the feeling comes from the heart.
Ah, good. Yes, if you hear of something, this drops faster. If you see something with your eyes that is a danger, your heart starts, not your brain throbs, your heart, correct, your heart starts throbbing. As if your heart can see and hear. SubhanAllah, thank you for that. SubhanAllah. And when did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this? More than 1,400 years ago. And when did the West discover it? 1990s. In the 1990s. Shouldn't we be proud? Shouldn't we be proud, alhamdulillah, that now if you speak to a friend of yours who's a non-Muslim, you can tell him, sit down. Let me talk to you about the universe. You agree with this? That was together. You agree there was a big bang? You agree that? And says, of course, it's scientifically been attested and proven. And do you believe that your heart can think? Can think the act? I say, of course. It was discovered in 1990. And then you open the Quran to him and show you. There's the verse 1,400 years ago. More than 1,000. You show them there's the verse which Allah says that you, the non-Muslims, will be given the facility of studying the sky, the universe, and studying the body. So what can he say? It actually refers to him. Actually refers to him if he's a non-Muslim. And yeah, it's proven for him that the Quran is the truth. It's a truth. It's a truth which they came to discover. Allah gave them the facility discovered. To be, make it easy for them to accept Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our iman stronger. That is why you see people understand this. For them to give their life for Islam is nothing. For them to fight on the battlefield is nothing. It's nothing. Because remember all the mujahidun, 99% of them, are Muslims who can read and understand the Quran. They read the Quran and understand the Quran. So they know the Quran is the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know when they die as martyrs, they're going to go where? To Jannah. But life, you know, this life is just from, even if you lived 100 years old, it's just 100 years. Just 100 years. I mean, 100 years is not a long time now, the time we live in now. So if you become a martyr at whatever age you become a martyr, you're happy. You smile because subhanAllah. Allah is pleased with you. And if you spend your money in the path of Allah, Ramadan is also a month of spending, of giving, being generous. It's a month of generosity, of increase. I mean, people give their zakah in Ramadan just to give more. SubhanAllah. Don't wait just to give 50 rand for the fitrah, and that's your contribution. That's what you make. No, no, no. That's what Allah puts on you. That's the Prophet put on you. But you out of yourself, I mean, there's such a lot of poverty around now. There's such a lot of people who are out of work and so on and so on. Be generous. Don't say, I don't give to people standing in the robots. No, I don't. Sorry, I don't. I don't give to people who come and knock on my door. No, I don't. SubhanAllah. People say this. People knock on the door, they don't open the door. Imagine Allah doesn't open the door for you for 1 minute. Imagine Allah cuts off your blood supply for 1 minute. If Allah cuts off your supply of oxygen to your nose, what will happen to you? But you have the audacity to say, to sit in the house which Allah gave you, to eat food which Allah gave you, with money in your pocket which Allah gave you, which Allah can take away tomorrow, all of it. Can you say to your wife, what? Ah, it's lasta. I've heard people say that. They may come once a week to you as lasta. We go every second to Allah as lasta. We bother and worry Allah every day of the week. Then that pains you and you say, Ya Allah, the pain, yeah. Or you look and say, Ya Allah, I've got money. Ya Allah, I can't do this. Ya Allah, I can't do that. Ya Allah. But when Allah sends somebody to you just to test you, Allah doesn't say you must give 5 rand. Allah doesn't say you must give a whole bread. Allah just tests you. If you only give 2 rand, you've responded. You've responded. We've become a very selfish nation. And I want to quote this all the time. I say when, what is the Prophet's daughter's name? Fatima. I know who's saying Fatima, the wives are all probably Fatima. So Fatima, she says, told the ladies, she says, you know, when I get a knock on my door, and I take a coin. I first wash that coin. I go to the water, I wash the coin. And then it shines. Then I give it to the poor person. Why do you do that? Imagine one of us doing that. Have you ever thought of doing that? If the coin is dirty, would you wash it and then give it to the beggar? What is it? I carry a clarity paper on the world. Look at the bus. And I ask her, why do you do that? She says, this coin first goes to Allah, then goes to the hand of the beggar. First goes where? To Allah. Because who does it belong to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must respect the person to whom. If you stop at the robbers, you can't throw the money out of the window. Or give the man such a look as you say, why are you bothering me? You know that look of, come, go away. Or you turn your face away. Imagine Allah turns his face away from you like this. Of course, there are those who can't afford it. I mean, everybody's got a car, drives a car, and puts in petrol. Can't tell me that he can't put something. Keep something in his car to give to the poor man. When are we going to cultivate these habits? We must cultivate these habits. SubhanAllah. I'll take one more question. It's now just on our post. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد